The new Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
What's the idea of calling up here this time of the morning, Bert? Well, sure we're up. And Maida's frying the bacon, and I can smell the coffee, too. Now, look, I told you last night it wasn't anything important. Maida was frightened. Yes, Ted and Chucky are gone. She was alone in the house, and she thought she heard a prowler. No, she's all right now. Okay, honey, sure, I'll tell her. Right. Yeah, I'll have her call you. I'll talk to you later from the office. Goodbye, dear.
Hey, that coffee smells good.
You ready for breakfast, Bill?
I sure am, Maida.
Well, everything's ready.
Does it look wonderful? Yeah, eggs sunny side up, bacon crisp and dry, golden brown toast, great big glass of orange juice. What's this?
Cereal.
You know I don't eat cereal, sis.
That's a must in our house because of Chucky.
Well, Chucky isn't home.
A good breakfast is the best foundation for a successful and energetic day.
Thank you, Mrs. White.
Oh, sit down, dear.
Oh. You know, you really can breathe up here, can't you? Gee, what I wouldn't give for a home of our own.
Ted said something about your being interested in a house in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
One of the men in your office is being transferred, isn't that it? And wants to sell his house?
Yeah, that's it. I haven't been over to see it yet. He said he'd sell it a sacrifice, but I doubt very much whether what he calls a sacrifice would mean anything to me. But I promised Bert I'd look at it. Oh, by the way, when I talked with her just now, she was very concerned about you, and I made up a little white lie.
What do you mean?
Well, I didn't tell her you'd asked me to come over last night because of the nightmare you'd had. I told her you thought there was a prowler around the house and that you were alone.
Thanks, Bill. I don't think anyone would have understood how I felt about that nightmare except you.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, she said for you to call her after breakfast. If you wanted anyone to stay with you, she'd be only too happy to. So call her back, will you, Maida?
Of course.
I don't imagine you want her to stay with you, though. Or do you?
Of course not. I think I'll be all right.
Doesn't everything look a little different this morning with the sun shining?
Yes and no. I'm still a little jittery.
Well, after you've had that first cup of coffee, you'll forget you ever had a nightmare. I'll get it, Maida. It's most likely Bert calling back for something or other.
All right, Bill.
Hello? Who? Oh, just a minute. Maida? Maida, it's long distance for you.
A long distance phone call. You're almost panicky, aren't you, Maida, as you rush to the telephone to hear what? We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands. I've gone back to Does.
Yes, for white washes without red hands. The swing is back to Does. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Does. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Does next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Dove gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Dove does everything and does right by your hands. Get Dove today. You'll say it too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. White. Put him on, please. Ted, what's wrong? Is Chucky all right? Oh, thank God. Nothing. I was only worried, that's all. Well, may I say hello to Chucky, please?
Now, take it easy now, honey. Take it easy.
Darling, how are you? Oh, Chucky, it's so good to hear your voice. You're sure you're all right? Yes, darling. When do you think you'll be home, Chucky? Yes. Yes, dear, I'll talk to Daddy. Ted? Ted, what prompted you to phone? Oh, I see. Yes, I'll do that. Well, then you're not staying as long as you expected. Very well, Ted. And do be sure to take good care of Chucky. I'm sorry. Yes. Very well. Goodbye, Ted.
Maida, you're trembling.
I...
All right, go on, cry. Get it out of your system. You'll feel better.
Oh, Bill. Bill, I was so relieved to hear Chucky's voice.
I know.
But I wonder if something has happened.
Well, you just talked with the boy.
I know, but they're only staying for a few days more. The reason Ted phoned is... Why didn't I ask him where I could reach him? Why didn't I ask him to phone in every day?
Well, he'd have thought that ridiculous, and you know it. Now tell me, why did he phone?
I was to call the office, talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you that he'd be back within a few days and that he'd most likely phone you either late this afternoon or tomorrow.
I see. Well, come on, now let's get back to that coffee. Hmm?
Your breakfast is practically ruined, isn't it?
No, nothing can ruin my appetite for breakfast, not even your vivid imagination.
I tell you, it's not my imagination.
All right, honey. Now sit down, compose yourself, and I'll heat the coffee.
Thanks, Bill. I am sorry.
Oh, skip it. You've talked with Chucky. He's all right. And well, let's forget about that crazy dream.
Hmm? I'll try.
Why don't you go out and buy yourself a new hat? You know, they say that does wonders for a woman who has the jitters or is low or something. And I think maybe you'd better have a little of this cereal, too. You look thinner to me. Have you lost any weight?
Maybe a pound or two, that's all.
Well, we'll put them back on this morning.
I don't care for any cereal.
Don't you? Well, you're going to eat it. Well, the coffee must be hot by now. Your cup, madame?
Thank you, sir.
That's the spirit. I gotta have my coffee before I do anything else.
Well, those eggs look cold and slightly unappetizing.
No, they don't. Cream, sugar?
No, thanks.
Uh-huh. Oh, I feel better already.
Yes, so do I. May I have a light for my cigarette, please?
Before breakfast?
Yes, before breakfast.
Your hands aren't very steady, Maida.
Bill, I'll be all right. I really will.
All right.
I don't want to worry you.
There you are.
Thanks.
Really, Maida, you know you are worrying me. Not about the nightmare. Your concern about Chucky, his being away from home for the first time with only his father with him, but... Well, I am concerned about a few ideas you have in your mind.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe I got the story all wrong, but there seems to be a light rumor at home that you're sort of fed up with Ted.
I am. Not only for myself, but also for his high-handed attitude toward Chucky. I asked him not to take this trip, as you know.
Yes, I know.
I don't think I would have felt as I do if Ted had arranged some sort of a trip where the three of us could have been together. Mm-hmm. Bill, I've really made an effort since I returned from Europe. An effort to have us be a family. But I don't seem to get very far.
I don't think you want to get very far.
Bill, don't say that.
All right, I'm sorry. I won't argue with you. Look, I don't want to interfere in your business, Maida, in your personal affairs. But, honey, there is one thing I'd like you to promise me. Not promise me exactly, but promise yourself. You know, you always were a kid who moved on impulse. You decided something, and bingo, that was it, and nothing could change your mind. That sort of thing always got you into trouble. And trouble itself wouldn't be so bad if you didn't have a lot of heartache with it. I know you can't change people, but look, in football, sis, there's such a thing as a delayed pass. You hold that ball long enough so that your opponent doesn't know if you're going to pass it or run with it. But you make the pass, and if you're lucky, it's completed. But you've taken time out to do a little thinking. Now, of course, that's just a play in football, honey, but it can be applied to everyday living. Delay that action just long enough to think over all the ramifications, all the possibilities, all the things that could go wrong if you did what you wanted to do on your first impulse.
I've delayed that pass for an awfully long time. Perhaps too long.
I don't think so, Maida. Hold on to the ball for a little while longer, will you, honey? For your sake and for Chucky's. I'm not even considering Ted.
Bill, you're a very wonderful person. And Bert is very lucky. I wonder if she'll ever realize how lucky she is to be married to a man like you.
Well, is it a promise? Will you think things through before you make up your mind definitely?
All right, Bill. It's a promise.
That's a girl. Oh, gee, it's a wonderful morning, isn't it?
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White, white washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white, white washes without red hands.
Are your hands suffering from using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contain such great quantities of real soap, extra rich soap, combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, get Does today. A scene in the Brandon home. An unexpected visit by Maida White. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V-E does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.